Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I should be able to pick up my learner's driver's license very soon. And I've been driving for between 15 to 20 years now, so why on earth am I just about to get my learner's driver's license, my beginner's driver's license? I suppose I should start at the beginning of this whole experience. As you hopefully know, I am living in Japan now, and I took my English, my British driver's license with me to Japan. And the other day, I was looking at it and I noticed that it was due to expire very soon, in like a few weeks. And I thought, oh dear, what happens if it does expire? So I started to look on the UK government website to see if I could renew it. And you can renew the whole thing online, and it only cost £14. Very cheap, very easy, very quick to do. But you're supposed to live in the UK when you do that. It says like you must be a resident of the UK to be able to use a service. And technically, I don't think I am a resident of the UK anymore. I think I'm a resident of Japan. But to be honest, the whole thing is really confusing. And there's like a resident for tax status. There's a resident for living status. There's all these different definitions of what a resident is. So I'm not sure if I'm allowed to use that service or not. I probably could, you know, I could fill it all in and pay £14 and then I would get a card delivered to maybe my parents' address in England, but I don't actually really know if I'm allowed to do that or not. So I thought, no problem, I'll just exchange my English driver's license for a Japanese driver's license. So, in order to do that, I had to pay this company, I think it was about £23-24 to translate my British driver's license into Japanese. And you're not allowed to do it yourself. You have to get one of two companies to do it. And that took about a week or so. And then I was able to get an appointment at a local, like, driver's license center, I suppose. So we went along to that yesterday, and sorry, when I say we, I mean me and my wife, who's been doing all of this, to be perfectly honest, because, you know, it's a lot easier for her to do. Her Japanese is amazing compared to mine. So we went along to this appointment, and I think this place opened at 7 a.m. And we got there for, when was it now? It was 8. Did we get there for 8 or 9? I can't remember now. It was only yesterday. I can't remember. that's how my mind feels after yesterday's experience. I didn't know. So we got there for 8 or 9. And there was a big queue of people already there. So they must have arrived at 7 or something. Well, actually, it wasn't that big. Let's be honest. It was about probably 30 people in front of us, which isn't that much. But it was more than I was expecting, if I'm honest, because, you know, how many foreign people are living in the area that I'm living in? Most foreign people are living in Tokyo, so I didn't really think there'd be that much. But anyway, there was about 30 people in front of us, and this lady was coming along and speaking to everyone individually and asking, like, what driver's license do you have? What country does it come from? What's your mobile phone number? And some questions like that. And then she was giving them like a number and saying, come back at this time, come back at this time. So she came around to me and gave me this number and said, come back in 4 hours. I thought, what, four? 4 hours? You've got to be joking, haven't you? So I thought, what on earth are we going to do for 4 hours? It was long enough to go home. So we had to get a bus and then a train and then a bus to get to this place. And we could have got a bus and a train and a bus and gone all the way home and maybe stayed there for, I don't know, a couple of hours and then got another bus and another train and another bus to get back here. But it just seemed like so much effort and then like a waste of money. So we just stayed in this area. And just waited for 4 hours. So I don't know, what did we do? We went, did a bit of like shopping and ate some food. We didn't go to a restaurant actually. We just bought some. We just bought some food from like a food market sort of place, and just sat outside and ate it. It was sunny, but it was too windy, and I was a bit cold. Anyway, we headed back to this place. And my appointment was meant to be around 2. So we got there at like 15 minutes before 2. And then we waited. And I think we waited about an hour to be able to go into this place. And when we got into this room, it was a very small room. It had 5 desks in, and they were all like squashed up very close together. I wasn't really sure, really, if there were 30 people ahead of me, why did it take 4 hours to process everyone? And I wasn't last in the queue. There were still some other people waiting to go in after me. So I don't know why it took so long. Or if you, 5 desks and 5 people, dealing with 5 different people at a time. And the whole experience for me, my sort of like interview took around, I don't know, I didn't really time it. It was probably like somewhere between half an hour to an hour. So I guess it was a fairly long time. But anyway, part of it was straightforward. Part of it was not straightforward. There were lots of questions I was asked. I was asked questions about... first of all, they wanted proof that I'd been in England for, I think it was 3 months or over since obtaining my license, since getting my license, my driver's license. And I got my driver's license in, I think, like around 2005. So, you know, quite a while ago now. And they wanted some proof that since 2005, I'd been in England for at least 3 months. And I thought this was really weird. It's like trying to prove to someone that you're British when you're British. You know, it's a weird feeling. It's like, yeah, I know you've got a British passport and I know you've got a British driver's license, but I don't really believe that you've lived in Britain for that long. Which is weird. It's just a strange feeling. So I think they were able to look at my, like, some dates in my passport and like, oh, you left the country on this date and you came back to Japan on this date. And there aren't any other, like, entry and exit stamps in your passport, so you must have been in England for that long. But they could only prove, by looking at my passport, they could only prove that I was in England for so many days. You know, it was over 3 months, but it wasn't over a year, apparently. So they couldn't prove that I'd been in England for over a year since I had my passport in 2005. Not unless I gave them some extra documents. I'm not sure what documents were proof. Maybe something like passing my university degree, you know, and it's a 4-year course. So that proves you've been in England for 4 years, something like that. Or like some kind of letter of employment, you know, from an employer that says, you know, this person has worked for me as an employee for this many years. That would be proof too. But then, of course, you'd probably have to get those documents translated, and then there's more delay, and I only have, like, I don't know, 2 weeks left on my UK driver's license at this point. And if it expires, then I can't exchange it in Japan. So, and I can't renew it because I'm not in England. So what do I do? I guess I would have to, like, take a whole driving test again and an exam and in Japan and pay for that and all the time that takes. And, oh, my God. So I thought, like, okay, you can't prove that I've been in England for a year, but you can prove that I've been in England for 3 months. And there's a penalty when that happens. So, like, the penalty is that you have to have, like, a special, like, learner driver mark, a beginner driver mark on your car for a whole year. I don't know why. To be honest, I can't understand why that's the reason. It's like, yeah, it makes absolutely no sense if you think about it, does it? So I don't need to prove that I've been driving a car in England for a year. I just need to prove that I've been in England for a year with a British driver's license for a year. It doesn't, you know, I could have had the driver's license and not driving a car for a whole year. But depending on wherever you've been, they can prove you've been in England for 1 year or three months. You have to have or not have this beginner's mark, this learner driver mark. So in England, we have like what's known as L plates, and you've got like this little, like a white square with a red L on it, and the L stands for learner. In Japan, they've got this weird, like V-shaped, multicolored logo, which means beginner. I've got this wrong, slightly wrong, sorry. Learner plates are for when you're learning to drive, of course. And then after you've learned to drive, you can have these optional plates, and they're like a white square with a green P on it, which means passed, or, you know, just passed, just recently passed. And you're allowed to have that on your car for, I think, probably a year. I'd have to check. I haven't looked at these rules for a long time, but it's completely optional. You don't have to put that on at all if you don't want to. I didn't put these P plates, as we call them, I didn't put P plates on my car when I'd finished learning to drive. I just went out there and just carried on driving. I don't know why I didn't put P plates on. It's probably a good idea, but I think I didn't want other people to treat me differently on the road and think like, oh no, you know, it's a new driver, they're going to be really slow, we'll overtake them, you know, pass them. In my car, I'll accelerate around them. I didn't want people to treat me like that, so that's probably why I didn't have any. But now I get to have them when I'm in Japan. So it's going to be weird. It's sort of like advertising that I'm a new driver to everyone, a new driver with like around 20 years of experience. But to be perfectly honest, I don't think it's such a bad thing because, yes, I've got all of that experience driving a car. But that's in England, and Japan is a different country. And although we both drive on the same side of the road, the rules are a little different. So I think it's probably a good thing. I think all people who are exchanging their license, you know, from a foreign license to a Japanese license, should probably have to have these sort of like beginner driver's marks on their car. It just seems like a sensible thing to do. you know, and they're very cheap. So there's no real loss, is there? There's no real negative from it. It's just good to advertise to everyone. Wait a minute, this person is, well, in my case, yes, not a new driver, but sort of like a new driver. A new driver in Japan. Anyway, that's the whole story around getting my driver's license sort of renewed so I don't lose it, so it doesn't expire and I don't have any driver's license. But I don't even know if I'm going to drive a car or not. So it just felt like a lot of effort. We got out early. I think we left at around 8. I think we left at 8 in the morning. We didn't get back until around 4:30 in the afternoon. And it just feels like you've just spent a whole day, you know, getting this. I don't even have a driver's license yet. I've got to take an eye examination first to check that my eyesight is good. But I don't need to redo a test, like a physical test or a theory test, like a paper test. I don't need to redo any of that. I can just exchange the license after I get this eye test. But yeah, it just felt like a lot of effort and a lot of time spent for something that I don't even know if I'm going to use. Like I said before in previous episodes, I've been sort of thinking about maybe getting a car whilst I'm living in Japan, but I don't know. If it was England, absolutely, I'd get a car. Just because you really need one. You don't. It depends where you live, but I think you need one more in England than you do in Japan. You can sort of get away without having a car. You don't necessarily need a car in Japan, but again, that depends where you live. But where I am, I don't really need one. Anyway, this person was asking me all these different questions about, like, how long did it take you to learn to drive? And the podcast is getting quite long now, so I think I'm going to wrap it up there. But I might do a future episode about, like, learning to drive in England, because I just realized it was something I've never talked about. And when he was asking me these questions, this person, I realized that actually it's a bit different, isn't it? Like learning to drive in England compared with some other countries, compared with Japan, for example. So yeah, perhaps that is a topic for a future episode. But until then, I'll let you know how my beginner's driver's license is coming along. And yeah, I'll update you as soon as I've got it. And I don't know, let's see, maybe I'll get a car, maybe I won't. I don't know, who knows? Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.